Some families with disabled children will be going without essentials, food and heating this winter in order to make ends meet. This is the shocking finding of new research in the Counting the Cost survey, which says 44% are going without heating, 25% without food, and almost half of those questioned had taken out a loan in an attempt to cover the essentials. They say this is leading to the ill health of parent carers and disabled children. Ellen's son, Cole, has global development delay, low muscle tone, epilepsy, and cannot speak. She joins me now. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. My goodness. So, it's very humbling, actually, when we look at those statistics of the amount of people going without heating and going without food. What's your situation, Ellen?
My situation is my son is 6 years old, but developmentally he's only 6 months old. I'm a single parent and I have two other children. Electric keeps going up, gas keeps going up. I need to keep the electric on for his bed, which is hydraulic, his chair, to charge it, equipment, sanitary equipment, to keep going. Same with gas, I have to keep it on all the time during the winter and when it's cold, because he can't tell me when he's cold. I'm a low muscle tone, it can cause a lot of problems with his health.
And all that comes with at a cost, obviously.
Comes as a cost. Northern Ireland is the only one. None of the companies give you a rebate on your electric or your gas.
Really? We're the only region?
Yeah.
Are we?
Yeah. England, a lot of people would get £145 credit for their electric or their gas to keep it going. We don't have it. None of our companies supply it.
Now, that's interesting. So is it the companies give the rebate or is it government that subsidises it? Oh, that's a story we should really look at for you then. Very much look at. And so what situation does this leave you in, Ellen?
It leaves them because obviously I have to pay more on electric, more on gas. Then you have the extra costs of fuel for appointments and everything else. So when it comes into the winter months, you really are struggling, you know. And my son's low muscle tone. He can't eat food properly, but he'll eat you out of house and home. So you have to buy specialist food for him, you know, to keep him healthy, which then I would have to go without sometimes to make sure that the rest of my children can eat. You know, it's, you know, even equipment that you get from NHS, there isn't, and then it's forcing us to fundraise. I've just fundraised to get a trike, which has cost over £1,300, which will help him physically as well, you know, with his muscle tone. You know, and it all adds up. And I think if there was a rebate on electric, gas, it would help out a lot. Fresh foods, a lot there as well, you know, to keep them healthy.
Tell me a little bit more about your son, Cole.
Cole is 6 years old. He has a lot of issues, which we don't know why. He is, everything has come back normal with him. He looks like a normal wee boy. He developmentally is only 6 months old. So safety is a big issue in the house. And as he's growing, you know, you're having to pay out more for safety in the house, you know, as well, because he's getting bigger. He has no communication, but he has a smile that would melt your heart. As he's getting older, he's having more and more issues. We are part of a study to see if we can find out what is wrong with them. But when your child doesn't have a diagnosis, you don't get a lot of support.
I don't know. It's, you know, it makes you think, doesn't it, that someone like you looking after your son there and the lack of support that there is for you. And again, you know, and I've said this over recent days and I'll say it again, you know, think of that Spotlight programme over the last couple of weeks and the expenses that MLAs in this country are able to claim for their office costs.
Yeah.
The expenses that they're able to claim for the heating for their offices, for desks and for all other sorts of things, research services. And you're telling me you can't claim to look after your son to the extent that you're able to heat and feed yourself.
Yeah. Even if I went out to work, you're starting from four times higher childcare costs, you know, to get somebody qualified to look after your child as well.
But you must get support for that, do you not?
No, not a lot. You know, because of course, it also depends on what issues your child has. Medically, my son isn't too bad, but a lot of families can fork out a lot more times, but you're talking four times higher for childcare costs. You know, and even extra nappies, you're only limited to 3 to 5 a day. So you're having to buy more nappies as well. You know, I mean, people think when your child gets to LA that you've got loads of money. You don't. It is all spent on them. You know, it's spent on extra clothes. Your washing machine, you're washing a lot more clothes because he's wearing nappies and he chews his clothes. And, you know, it's just a constant battle. And there isn't a lot of support out there, and there isn't a lot of support from the NHS either.
Well, listening to this is Frances Murphy, the Northern Ireland manager for the Contact a Family charity. Well, Frances, people need more support than they're getting.
Hello, Stephen. Yes, families do need a lot of support. They manage really well under severe financial stress, but there are a lot of difficulties for these families.
What more can be done, Frances?
Well, we're asking that the Northern Ireland Executive learns from the statistics that have been produced across the UK. Welfare reform hasn't been implemented here in Northern Ireland. Our families are still suffering financially. There's a lot of fear out there about what will happen once the financial cuts come in here. And we need our politicians to learn from this report, because there's been a massive rise in England, Scotland and Wales where the welfare reform has been implemented.
And these figures that we've released here, those are from 2012, so the situation's actually deteriorating, right?
It's deteriorating here, yes. It's still gone up from 2012. And once welfare reform comes in here, it could have a drastic effect on families.
All right. Well, listen, Frances, thank you for bringing the story to us. And Ellen, we're thinking about you. And thank you so, so much. And I know time will be difficult for you over Christmas.